Well, the Chamber of Commerce was dragging people around yesterday to Radio Row. They had a little sign-up sheet for certain luminaries, local luminaries, and one of the guys that they were bringing around was Wade Boggs.
So you interviewed Wade Boggs, but you had everything wrong about him, and
as though it were
George Brett.
As though he were George Brett, yeah. Just
oh,
to elicit a reaction.
Let's listen.
All right, we're here with the great Wade Boggs. Well, congrats on making the Hall of Fame. I'm sure that's really been your goal from day one. I guess every person's goal that's in the major leagues.
Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, I just retired last year. So it takes 5 years to vote on that. So
okay, I thought you retired a while back.
Yeah, it's only been a year. I retired in 99.
Okay. Let me take you back to the mid-80s. You're having a great season as usual. Hit a home run against New York. Billy Martin, who we were talking about earlier, he protests a home run. You come running out of the dugout, freaking out. What's going through your mind when he actually protested? And you got to be thinking, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
You got the right bio there?
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up winning the argument and the whole pine tar incident.
No, that's George Brett. That's pine tar. That wasn't me. I wore a lot of pine tar on the bat, but I didn't hit that home run.
Who'd you play for?
Boston Red Sox.
Were you good?
You got my bio there?
I thought I did. I'm sorry. I was handed this stuff from the NFL.
No, everything you've been asking me sounds like you got George Brett's bio there.
What do you do now?
I'm the batting coach for the Devil Rays.
And they're a minor league team for who?
Actually, they're a major league baseball team, and they're in the Tampa Bay area.
All right. Were you as good as George Brett?
You did your homework, didn't you?
Sorry.
How'd they give guys like you this job?
I don't know. I apologize.